KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls state golf tournament action yesterday, round one in Class 3A saw Clear Lake lead in a close race at the top. Clear Lake shot a team score of 358. That's good for a one-stroke lead over both Charles City and South Tama, who posted 359s yesterday. Grinnell was fourth with 366. Atlantic shooting at 378 was fifth after day one in the 3A team competition. ADM, Williamsburg, and Central DeWitt are the rest of the 3A field. Individually, Mackenzie Black of Independence shot 74, good for a two-stroke lead over Amy M. of Dubuque Waller, who shot 76 in the first round. Atlantic's Brooke Fletcher posted an 82 in the first round yesterday, good for a sixth-place position overall in the 3A race. Also for Atlantic, Caitlin Walter posted a 91, Bailey Walter a 102, and Shelby Worth a 103 to help lead Atlantic's team effort yesterday. Sarah Pettit of Carroll shot 94, Rachel Van Erdwick of Carroll a 91, and Courtney Linen of Harlan posted 100 in yesterday's first round of golf. They'll play the second round in 3A today at Otter Creek at Ankeny. In 2A first-round action yesterday at the Girls State Golf Championships, Dyersville-Beckman took the lead with a 349 total. Cascade at 371 and Kemper Catholic at 373 are second and third. Clarinda is eighth after a 410 first-round team score yesterday. Individually, Ellie Ament of Beckman of Dyersville is in first place easily with a 75. She's got a 9-stroke lead over two golfers, including her teammate Brooke Klosterman and Brianna Weber of Dyke New Hartford. Also, Morgan Neighborhouse and Megan Wiederin of Kemper Catholic each posted 89s in their first round yesterday. They're fifth and sixth overall in the individual competition. Also, Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley put up a 97 in first round play yesterday. Second round coming up today over at Adel. Also at Adel today, they'll play the second round and the final round of the 1A tournament. In first round action yesterday in 1A, Bishop Garrigan took a big lead with a 343 team total. Grundy Center with 375 is second. Audubon sits eighth with a 420 in their first round of golf yesterday. Victoria Grasso of Ankeny Christian Academy is trying to become a three-time champion individually as she has a 3-stroke lead coming into round two today in Class 1A. Grasso posting a 79 in her first round yesterday. Sheridan Bertie of Bishop Garrigan is in second place with an 82 after day number one. Also for the Audubon girls, Susie Byland shot a 95 to lead them. Lexi Tiggison a 102. Rachel Flug put up a 110 and Tegan Albright a 113 total yesterday. Also locally, Anna Hildebrand of Riverside shot 98 and Kaylee Westlake of Corning a 96 in the individual competition. They'll play the second and final round today at Adel. In high school girls soccer action last night in girls regional play in Class 1A, it was Underwood beating Missouri Valley 4-1, Riverside over Creston 2-1 in Region 1 quarterfinal round play, the winners moving on. In Class 1A Region 2 quarters last night, MOC Floyd Valley beat Kemper Catholic by a 2-1 final. Also in Class 2A Region 2 semifinal play, Lewis Central beat Harlan 2-0, ADM over Thomas Jefferson 3-2, those winners move on. Also in Region 4 semis in Class 2A last night, Glenwood beat Norwalk 5-0, while Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Indianola by a score of 3-1. Those winners advancing in postseason play. And boys baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys baseball. It was Atlantic behind Gunnar Bloom's pitching performance. A 3-2 winner over Kemper Catholic. Bloom 15 strikeouts on the hill last night to help lead the way for the Trojans. Also, Clarinda beat Red Oak 11-1. Glenwood over Creston 15-6. Harlan topping Denison 8-0. And Lewis Central beat Shenandoah twice, 13-3 and 6-5. In boys Western Iowa Conference baseball last night, Griswold beat Tri-Center 3-2. It was Missouri Valley over Underwood 12-4. Trainer topping AHST by a score of 18-1. In games involving Rolling Hills Conference teams last night, it was Earlham topping Exira EHK 5-4. Walnut beat East Mills in 11 innings by a score of 3-2. Also in baseball last night, ADM over Carroll 5-0. Corning beat Mount Air 15-9. Nottoway Valley over Bedford 15-0. Woodward Granger 7-1 over Coon Rapids Baird. Essex beat Nishnabotna 10-8. And Fremont Mills an 18-3 winner over Clarinda Academy. In girls softball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic over Kemper Catholic by a score of 11-1. Clarinda beating Red Oak 4-3. Harlan topping Denison 7-2. Shenandoah beat St. Albert 11-1. Creston over Norwalk by a score of 3-1. In Western Iowa conference softball last night, Audubon over Riverside 14-4. Missouri Valley beat Underwood 11-1. Trainer topping AHST by a score of 4-3. Also game involving Rolling Hills Conference School Exira EHK, the Spartans winners last night. They beat Boyer Valley 7-1. Also girls softball last night, Ballard over Carroll 3-1. It was Coon Rapids Bayard 9-3 over Woodward Granger. Abraham Lincoln topping Fremont Mills 14-2. IKM Manning over Boyer Valley 9-2. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 16-4. Panorama 12-0 over Guthrie Center. Villisca beat Stanton 8-6. And Essex a 13-7 winner over Nishnabotna last night. In Major League Baseball, Dan Uggla hit a three-run homer. Michael Bourne also went deep as the Atlanta Braves snapped their longest losing streak in more than 2 years as they held off the Cardinals 5-4 last night, ending an eight-game skid. Bourne led off the bottom of the first with his fifth homer of the season, tying a career high. Uggla made it 4-0 in the third, sending one into the seats in left center. Jake Westbrook took the loss for St. Louis. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cubs over the Padres 5-3. Reds beat the Pirates 8-1. The Mets over the Phillies 6-3. Marlins beat the Nats 3-1. It was the Brewers over the Dodgers 3-2. And the Giants topping the Diamondbacks 3-1. In the American League last night, Mike Moustakas had a career-best 4 RBIs to help rookie Will Smith get his first Major League win, leading the Kansas City Royals to an 8-2 win over the Cleveland Indians. Moustakas hit a 2-run homer off Justin Masterson in the first, and he singled in 2 runs in the second inning. That was more than enough support for Smith, who allowed 2 runs and 4 hits over 6 innings of work. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Blue Jays over the Orioles 8-6. White Sox beat the Rays 7-2. Red Sox over the Tigers 6-3. Mariners beat the Rangers 10-3. Twins over the A's 3-2. And the Angels beat the Yankees 5-1. Bad news for the Philadelphia Phillies. Roy Halladay, their mainstay starter the past 2 seasons and a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, is heading to the disabled list because of a strained right shoulder. The fireballer is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He came out of Sunday's game against St. Louis after 2 innings due to soreness in his right shoulder that started early last week. But the 2010 Cy Young Award winner has struggled this season even before that. He coughed up a 6-0 lead by giving up 8 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings against Atlanta May 2nd. Since then, he's gone 1-3. Overall, Halladay is 4-5 with a .395 earned run average this season. Los Angeles Angels ace Jared Weaver has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a lower back injury that likely will force last season's AL Cy Young runner-up to miss at least 2 starts. The Angels have recalled touted prospect Garrett Richards from AAA Salt Lake. Weaver's 6-1 with a .261 earned run average this season. He also threw a no-hitter against Minnesota on May 2nd. The Texas Rangers have agreed to a minor league deal with free agent pitcher Roy Oswalt with the anticipation that he'll join the rotation within a few weeks. Assuming Oswalt passes a physical, he's expected to join AAA Round Rock at some point yet this week. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Iowa Cubs beat Omaha 5-4. Those two teams will tangle again in Omaha tonight in PCL action. A Creighton coach, Ed Service, would argue that it takes more than pitching and defense to win a championship. His Blue Jays had plenty of both in the regular season, yet they finished last in the Missouri Valley Conference. The missing ingredient, their long-dormant offense, showed up in a big way last week during their amazing run through the Valley Tournament. Now the Blue Jays are preparing for the NCAA Tournament for the second straight year. They'll open up regional play Friday at No. 2 national seed UCLA. A Service and his players don't lack for confidence. He says we'll play well this weekend. Whether that's good enough to get it done, we'll find out. UCLA is 42-14 and the No. 2 overall seed in the tournament. The Blue Jays are 26-28 entering Friday play. A former Atlantic High School Activities Director and Assistant Principal Bob Sweeney has accepted a similar position with the Shenandoah Community School District. Shenandoah Superintendent Jeff Heiser announced the move late yesterday. Details of the contract are still being worked out. Sweeney was the Atlantic District for 13 years in the Athletic Director and Assistant Principal's position before retiring, and he's taught and coached at Shenandoah. He's set to take over that position that was previously held by P.J. Hetherington, whose contract was not renewed after just 1 year. Iowa State Basketball coach Fred Hoiberg intends to stay with the Cyclones. The university said yesterday that the Ames native and former ISU and NBA player has agreed to an 8-year contract worth an average of $1.5 million a year. ISU says the terms of the contract will be released at a later date. Hoiberg, who took his first coaching job at any level 2 years ago, was named the Big 12's co-coach of the year in March and took the Cyclones to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 7 years. Hoiberg said in a statement that returning to Ames has been much more than expected for his family and that he's thrilled to have the chance to continue coaching at Iowa State. Well, the San Antonio Spurs are in the NBA record books, and they're halfway through another appearance in the NBA Finals. The Spurs led by as many as 22 points in a 120-111 dismantling of the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. The Spurs set an NBA record with their 20th consecutive victory, bringing the regular season and the playoffs together as they head to Oklahoma City with a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Tony Parker poured in 34 points on efficient 16 of 21 shooting to lead the Spurs. Manu Ginobili added 20. Rookie Kawhi Leonard added 18 points and 10 rebounds for his best game in the series. Oklahoma City's Big Three did well, but got little help as Kevin Durant led the Thunder with 31. Sixth man James Harden scored 30, and Russell Westbrook added 27, but no other Thunder player scored more than 10. Game 3 is set for Thursday night in Oklahoma City. In the Stanley Cup final that hardly anyone saw coming at the start of the season, the sixth-seeded New Jersey Devils will be home tonight against the eighth-seeded L.A. Kings. The Devils were 2-0 against the Kings in the regular season, including one shootout win. The Devils are in the Stanley Cup finals for the fifth time and are looking for their fourth title. New Jersey captured the Cup in 1995, 2000, and 2003, with its only finals loss to Colorado in 2001. Goalie Martin Brodeur has been there for all of those final appearances and could call it a career at age 40. Once this series is over, win or lose. The Kings have reached the finals for just the second time in team history. Los Angeles is still looking for its first Stanley Cup championship, having lost in five games to Montreal in 1993. The Kings have won an NHL record 8 straight playoff road games. That's the first team to do it in one playoff year. Overall, the Kings are 12-2 so far in this year's playoffs. Game 1 in the series set for tonight. A lawsuit filed against the NFL Players Association by retirees has been dismissed. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson issued her order Tuesday from St. Paul, Minnesota. Pro Football Hall of Fame defensive end Carl Eller, a former Minnesota Vikings star, was the lead plaintiff in the complaint that argued that current players and their attorneys had no right to bargain with NFL owners about retiree benefits because they weren't legally a union last summer. A lawyer for the former players says that they will appeal. Terrell Owens has been released by the Allen Wranglers and lost his ownership stake in that indoor football league team. The team says that Owens didn't plan to play in two upcoming road games with possible playoff implications. The six-time Pro Bowl receiver was also a no-show for a scheduled appearance at a local children's hospital with other players and coaches. The 38-year-old Owens didn't get any NFL offers to play last season after he had surgery on his left knee. In tennis, Serena Williams' clay court success this year sure didn't carry over to the French Open. The fifth seed was stunned in first-round play by France's Virginie Rizzano, 4-6, 7-6, and 6-3, ending her hopes of a 14th Grand Slam title for the time being. Williams was just 2 points away from wrapping up the match, leading 5-1 in the second set tiebreaker before suffering a monumental collapse. Williams was considered one of the favorites to win the title. Williams committed 47 unforced errors in her first loss at a Grand Slam tournament in 47 opening round matches. Prior to this upset, Williams was 17-0 on clay this season with two titles. In other women's play, second seed Maria Sharapova moved on with a shutout over her Romanian opponent 6-love and 6-love. Over on the men's side, Rafael Nadal started his bid for a record 7th French Open championship with an easy straight sets victory over his Italian opponent. The second seeded Nadal made only 18 unforced errors, fewer than half as many as his opponent. The Spaniard improved to 46-1 at the clay court Grand Slam tournament, his only loss coming in the fourth round in 2009. Nadal won the French Open every year from 2005 to 2008 and again in 2010 and 11. Bjorn Borg is the only other man with 6 titles at Roland Garros. Fourth seed Andy Murray and 6th-seeded David Ferrer were among the others who also advanced into the second round. And in golf news, Fred Couples returns for a third stint as U.S. captain for the President's Cup with a different captain trying to beat him. Nick Price has been selected to lead the international team in 2013. Greg Norman was the international team captain the last two times, with the Americans winning both titles. The President's Cup will be played October 3rd through the 6th at Muirfield Village. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.